This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Baseball is back. The 2025 MLB season is upon us. So what's the easiest way to keep up with all the big stars, top scores, and fun storylines from the night before? What's the solution? Is there a secret?
Chocolate milk and squats. That's a secret.
Not quite, Pete, but there is the Morning Lineup podcast, a quick, less than 10-minute morning highlight show from MLB. It airs Mondays through Fridays on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. You bring the chocolate milk, we'll bring the baseball news.
I'm looking right away for how many days in between each game, where the short weeks are going to be, and then where the longer weeks are going to be as well, to maybe catch up on some rest, or we can, during this week, we can actually work on one of our short week opponents a little bit, like one phase. We'll just look at third down, perhaps. So just always trying to find a competitive advantage in everything we're doing.
Sean McDermott on Sales Podcast with Matt Bove, that right there, talking about the schedule and what the head coach looks for first when the schedule is released. He and I are different in that way. I think the first thing, one of the first things I think about, which isn't that totally different than what he said, is the bye week. And that's a little bit for fantasy, but mostly for like, all right, I'll have this week off.
Right.
This weekend off, at least. And, you know.
Is it early? Is there like, you know, long weekend leaves changing opportunities?
Right? Yeah, leaves peeping.
If it you know, extends into midseason, well, then it's probably not that. But, yeah.
Birthday.
Yeah, yeah. As it turned out, this past season for me, it worked out. I definitely didn't know this when the schedule came out, but as it turned out, there was a concert in Boston that my whole family wanted to go to, and I felt completely freed up to go to the concert because the Bills weren't playing that week. Mm-hmm. Easy peasy. Worked out pretty well for me.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's interesting to hear him talk about, like, do work ahead of time on certain opponents. Like, you know, look, if we've got extra time, we can devote some time to a game, you know, 2 or 3 weeks down the line that we're not going to have a lot of time for, because it's like he's saying, like, Sunday to Thursday or something. So let's squeeze in something very specific, like he said, what, third down or something. Work on certain packages for an opponent that isn't necessarily the next opponent in line. It does, that flies a little bit in the face of, you know, I don't know who we're playing next.
No, I never buy that anyway. This is a year where the Bills will have 9 home games and 8 away. It alternates now. So all the NFC teams with their partners will play at the AFC. This is the 5th year of that. 17 games. One of the years the Bills had a game canceled. They only played 16 with the DeMar Hamlin game. But they've played these extra NFC teams 4 times, and they have won them all. Washington, the first year, had won the NFC East. They came here, and the Bills blew them out. At the Rams the next year in the season opener, the night game, was it a Thursday night game against Tampa or a Monday night? Thursday night, the Bucs a couple of years ago. That game was the extra game. And it was, I think it was Thursday. The Denver game was the Monday.
I think that's right.
And then last year at Detroit, that was the extra game. The Bills played the NFC West, and their extra game was the NFC North champion. So they've played a first. They've won the division every one of these years going in. They've played a first-place team from the previous year every time. They've won them all. This year, that game is the Eagles, because they play the NFC South plus first place in the NFC East. Is it not amazing that no team has won that division 2 years in a row for more than 20 years?
It is incredible, yes.
There are only 4 teams.
Right, right.
You'd think somebody would go back-to-back. Philadelphia would be favored to do that this year, but Washington's good. Maybe even Dallas. I don't know about the Giants.
I do know about the Giants. They're not going to be good.
Bad. I am putting a Giants game, you know, reserve the right to change my mind. For now, I am putting a Giants game in my week one primetime schedule.
Bold.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. I mean, are they interesting, maybe? Russell Wilson. Oh, I just thought of another reason why I like this. I'm going, somebody tell Sal, I'm going Thursday night opener, Washington, Philadelphia, NFC Championship rematch, Super Bowl winner, huge markets, rivalry, everything. It's great. Sal points out that they don't often have division games in the past in that spot, but no rule against it. It has happened. Not in a long time, though. So we'll see. Friday night, also division game, Kansas City at the Chargers. The Chargers will play on the Friday night, and there's been speculation that it might be against the Chiefs. Okay. Sunday night, I like this. It's also a division game. I like the Bills idea, but I think I like Detroit at Chicago for that game. Is that interesting enough for you? The Bears now have the Lions offensive coordinator.
I think it is. Yes. Yes. 2 years ago when the Lions got the opener in Kansas City, I didn't think that they deserved that yet. And they went on to have an incredible season and have been pretty much a power at, you know, ever since. And so good job. And then they won that game too in Kansas City. The Bears aren't quite the Lions yet, but it is Chicago, the number one overall pick last year, the coach, the Lions, that all works. Like that, they'll want to get the Bears on in primetime, and a way to make sure it doesn't get sideways on them before it happens is to have them then.
Like, that's true.
Let's just do this now before we get 6 weeks in and it's like, what's still wrong with Caleb Williams? Whatever. So I like that game.
Detroit at Chicago is compelling. And then for the Monday night, let's all just take a little bit of a breath here because we've had these intense rivalry storyline games, division games. Monday night, the Giants at Vegas. They've put Vegas in that spot at least once, I think maybe more than once. Monday night, home, week one. Pete Carroll, Russ, I hadn't thought about that for New York.
Will there be two games? We don't know that yet.
They stopped doing that.
Okay.
Maybe there will, but I've not heard that there will. I think they're not doing that anymore.
They did it randomly during the season last year.
They did, like, week three, maybe also week two, but week three, there were two Monday night games. A couple of times, maybe three times.
Yeah.
There were two Monday night games, but it did not include week one. But, you know, I like the point you made about the Bears. Get them on before they stink.
Right.
And the Giants, I think there's a lot to say about the Giants.
Same point could hold.
Right? I mean.
Well, you know they're going to want to get them on.
They'll be on New York.
Because they're New York. So that's going to happen.
I think the Raiders are interesting, kind of marquee franchises. I don't think it matters so much that they're not good. I like that game, Giants-Raiders. All the storylines with the Raiders and a couple good ones with the Giants, too.
Yeah. I haven't given any of this really barely an ounce of thought, so I don't want to just disagree with you about that game just to be argumentative. I just don't have a better idea to present to you, but I would think that I think I can do 20 games that are better than that.
Yeah, I'm sure you can. I mean,
I'm
sure you can.
Right. I would guess that that's a long shot at this point.
Oh, yeah. All of them are.
Well, okay, sure.
They have to be.
Right.
They have to be. But, I mean, there's just no end to how many games you could argue for. There's almost no end to it.
Yeah.
Getting the Niners on would be big. We haven't, you know, the Bills, of course, Baltimore, countless possibilities.
How in the world did I believe enough in the Bills at the Jets season before last to bet on it with you?
It was Rodgers related. Yeah, I mean, that was a great bet. I said it. I was happy to pay. You went on. You predict one of these, you deserve it, right, if you do that correctly. Next, we're going to talk about the upcoming Ride for Roswell with one of the riders, Adam Drant. That's coming up. Greg Wyshynski joins us at 5. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, WGR.